请我们翻到罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit for God.
我们特别注意其中的一句话，就是你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了。
Let us pay attention to the phrase, "You through the body of Christ, you were made to die to the law."
我们知道这次大会的主题是达到永神永远旨意的途径——十字架。
We know the theme of the conference this time is, the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
我们是要接续着上一次，西岸特会的主题。
And it's a continuation of the theme of last year's conference.
这次我们要来看三方面。
And this time we want to see three aspects.
十字架怎样对付世界
？How the cross deals with the world.
十字架怎样对付律法
？How the cross deals with the law.
十字架也怎样对付肉体
？And how the cross deals with the flesh.
那我的责任，特别是今天早晨和礼拜六晚上。
And my responsibility this morning and Saturday evening.
乃是说到十字架对付律法。
Is to speak on the cross dealing with the law.
刚才我们所读的圣经，罗马圣经说到，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了。
And then the scripture we just read is that you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ.
这里说到你们
says you.
下面第六节
verse 6.
但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法。
But now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound.
现在我们懂得在律法上死了，就是脱离了律法。
So we know that to die to the law means to be delivered or released from the law.
第四节说你们。
Verse 4 says you.
第六节说我们。
Verse 6 speaks of us or we.
我们来看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章第十九节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 19.
我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。
For through the law I died to the law, that I might live to God.
这里保罗说，我因律法就像律法死了。
Here Paul says, for through the law I died to the law.
是怎么死的呢
？How did he die？
第二十节
，verse 20。
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ。
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me。
这次保罗不是用你们。
This time Paul didn't say you。
也不是说我们。
And he didn't use we or us。
他说我。
He says I。
我因律法就像律法死了。
And I died to the law, for through the law.
讲到我们
When we speak of we,
有的是犹太人，有的是希利女人。
Some are Jews, some are Gentiles.
讲到我们
When we speak of us,
也是讲到有的是犹太人，有的是希利女人。
Some are the Jews and some are the Greeks.
但这里保罗说，他向律法死。
But here Paul says, I have died to the law.
我们知道保罗的一生是和律法不能分开的。
We know that Paul's entire life cannot be separate from the law.
保罗是生在律法之下。
Paul was born under the law.
他讲到律法，他觉得非常的光荣。
When he speaks of the law, he's very proud.
他讲到律法，他的脸上有光彩。
When he speaks of the law, his face shines.
他觉得身为犹太人。
He says he was born a Jew.
生在律法之家的人。
Somebody who was born under the law.
他每次提到的时候。
And every time he mentions
就是他得救以后。
And that is after he was saved.
我们读到腓立比书的时候。
When we read Philippians.
他回想到他怎样是生在律法之下。
He reminisces of how he was born under the law.
你能感觉得到。
You can feel.
律法当初好像生在他的肉里面，长在他的肉里面。
As if the law was born in him and it grew in his flesh.
他和律法是不能够分开。
He could not be separated from the law.
因为他不能忍受怎样能和律法人是分开。
Because he couldn't stand the thought of being separated from the law.
向着律法死。
If he died to the law.
根据保罗的说法，就脱离了律法。
According to the law, according to Paul, it means he's delivered from the law.
外邦人不在律法之下。
The Gentiles no longer are under the law.
他脱离律法也许没有很深的感觉。
And even if he's separated from the law, he doesn't feel anything special.
但是保罗以身在律法之下为荣的一个人。
But Paul, who was someone so proud of being born under the law,
他没有办法和律法分割的。
He couldn't help. He couldn't.Fathom being separate from the law.
失去了律法就失去了一切。
If he lost the law, he would lose everything.
失去了律法就失去了生命。
If he lost the law, he would lose all life.
对于保罗来讲，律法是一切，律法也是至上。
For Paul, the law is supreme. The law is everything.
那现在保罗告诉我们说。
So now Paul tells us.
他向着律法居然死。
He says that I died to the law.
换一句话说，他居然脱离律法。
In other words, he was delivered from the law, free.
这是我们没有办法想象的一件事。
This is something we cannot fathom.
保罗否认律法，就是否认历史。
If Paul were to reject the law, that means he rejects history.
否认他自己的过去。
He rejects his own past.
也是否认他的自己。
And he rejects his own self.
但是有一天，他告诉我们说。
But one day he tells us.
他向着律法是死。
And to the law, he has died.
我们这些蒙恩的人
we who are saved,
向着律法也都死了
we also have died to the law.
我们都脱离了律法
we have all been delivered from the law.
我们不只应当脱离罪
not only should we be delivered from sin,
我们也应当脱离律法
but we should be delivered from the law.
因为保罗告诉我们
because Paul tells us,
罪不在我们身上做主
that sin no longer is Lord in our lives.
因为你们不在律法之下乃在恩典之下
because you are no longer under the law but under grace.
不在律法之下
no longer under the law.
在恩典之下
you're under the grace.
不是就没有法律了
it doesn't mean that the law disappears.
不是说就无法无天了
it doesn't mean that there's lawlessness.
如果放在恩典之下
if you're under grace,
罪有可能做王
the sin could become a king.
罪可能控制我们
sin can control you.
罪像 master 一样主人一样能控制我们支配我们
sin can be a master unto you.
但如果我们被放在恩典之下
but if we are put under grace
并不是无法无天
it doesn't mean there's lawlessness.
但是那个结果反而就罪在我们身上不能做王
but the result is sin can no longer reign in your life.
如果罪不能做王我们就脱离了罪的辖制
And if sin cannot reign in your life, then we are freed from the dominion of sin.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
我们能够脱离罪
If we can be delivered from sin,
因为神把我们放在律法之下
It is because,
放在恩典之下
Because the Lord put us under grace.
但是如果放在律法之下
But if we are under the law,
那就给我们看见
Then we can see.
今天如果我们要在恩典之下
If we are to be under grace,
我们就需要脱离律法
We need to be delivered from law.
所以这里给我们看见
Now we see.
脱离罪的根据乃是脱离律法
The basis of being delivered from sin is to be delivered from the law.
所以在这里保罗给我们看见
So Paul shows us.
如果我们要脱离罪的权势
If we want to be delivered from sin,
power of sin.
Be delivered from the power of sin.
结果你看见我们就要从律法底下脱离出来。
So we need to be delivered from under the law.
但是我们说过。
But we've mentioned before.
对于保罗来说。
For Paul.
他和律法要切割，要断绝关系。
He has to be delivered or separate himself from the law.
这对于保罗来讲是不可思议，是没有办法想象的一件事。
It is something that he could never fathom.
所以今天早晨
So this morning,
我们就要用保罗的一生
We want to use Paul's life.
我们看他怎样的当初生在律法之下
We want to see how he was born under the law.
然后他怎么认识律法
and how he came to know the law.
蒙恩得救以后,
after he was saved,
然后神怎样的不只叫他得救,
how God not only saved him,
神也拯救他,
but also delivered him,
神也释放他,
and also freed him.
那这就是保罗的故事。
This is Paul's life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
讲到十字架的时候,
when we speak of the cross,
读圣经你发现有两面,
you'll see that there are two facets.
一面是十字架的救赎,
on one hand, there is the salvation of the cross.
这是客观的,
this is objective.
这是两千年主耶稣在十字架上为我们所完成,
this is what the Lord accomplished 2,000 years ago.
这叫做十字架的救赎,
that is the salvation of the cross.
但是今天,
but today,
圣灵住在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit abides in us.
他要把主在十字架上所完成的交通在我们的身上。
He wants to pour out what the Lord did on the cross into our lives.
所以这就是指着十字架的交通来说。
So this is the fellowship of the cross.
我们叫做背十字架。
When we say we take up our cross,
那是指着十字架的交通来说。
That speaks of the fellowship of the cross.
所以讲到十字架与律法。
So when we speak of the cross and the law,
一面我们要看见客观的一面。
On one hand, we want to see of the objective side.
另一面我们要看见主观的一面。
On the other side, we want to see the subjective.
客观乃是我们所看见。
Objective is what we see.
主观乃是我们所经历。
Subjective is what we experience.
所以我们讲到十字架与律法的时候，
when we speak of the cross and the law,
我们今天早晨
this morning,
所注意的是十字架的救赎。
We need to pay attention to the salvation on the cross.
主在十字架上为我们成。
What did the Lord Jesus accomplish on the cross
for us?
我们
怎么能够脱离律法呢?
How can we be delivered from the law?
保罗怎么向律法死呢?
How did Paul die to the law?
保罗办不到的。
Paul cannot do it himself.
保罗这个人是活在生在律法之下。
Paul was born under the law.
长在律法之下。
He grew under the law.
他和律法是不能分开。
He could not be separated from the law.
请记得。
Remember,
保罗所以能在恩典之下,
the reason Paul could be under grace,
能够脱离律法,
he can be delivered from the law,
这不是保罗做的,
it's not a Paul's doing.
这是两千年前十字架上已经完成的工作,
it is the work that was accomplished 2,000 years ago on the cross.
我们知道父子的关系是最密切,
we know the relationship between the Father and the Son is the closest.
那个关系是生命的关系,
that relationship is one of life.
你怎么都不可能分开,
you cannot separate that.
所以你怎么能叫他们的关系分开呢?
How can you separate their relationship?
我知道有的时候父亲和儿子有了过节了，有了难处了。
We know that sometimes when the father and the son have difficulties,
他们的关系严重到一个地步。
The difficulties are so severe.
结果父亲在报纸上就登启事说，他要他的儿子脱离父子的关系。
So that the father will post in the newspapers that from now on he has disowned his son.
我们知道说要与儿子脱离关系。
To disown your son.
你可以在报纸上这么写。
You can post it in the newspaper.
你可以在口头上这么说。
You can speak it from your mouth.
但是那个关系是不可能分开的。
But that relationship is inseparable.
只要父亲活着。
As long as the father is alive.
只要儿子活着。
As long as the son is alive.
那个关系是永远存在的。
That relationship is forever.
不是父亲死了。
It's not because the father died.
就是儿子死了。
Or if the son dies.
或者两个人都死了。
Or both die.
那个关系才真正解决的。
Then that relationship ends.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
要一个以律法为荣的保罗。
Somebody who is proud to be under the law, Paul.
他能够说我向律法死了。
He can say, I have died to the law.
我和律法脱离关系。
I have separated myself from the law.
现在我是嫁给恩典了。
Now I have married grace.
现在我是嫁给基督了。
Now I have married Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这件事在保罗身上是千真万确。
This in Paul's life is something huge.
而在我们身上也是真的。
And in our lives it's true too.
一点都没有错的。
No doubt about it.
是一个事实。
It is a fact.
但这个事实怎么成功的?
But how is this fact accomplished?
乃是根据两千年主在十字架上为我们所完成。
It is based on what the Lord Jesus did 2,000 years ago on the cross.
所以我们的眼睛必须被开启。
So our eyes have to be open.
看见十字架客观的一面。
May we see the objective side of the cross.
那我们就要从保罗的一生。
And through Paul's entire life.
我们来看这件事情怎么发生的。
We want to see what happened.
然后又怎样在我们的身上发生
？And how it happened in our lives?
我们许多人都是外邦人。
Many of us are Gentiles.
我们与神的约没有关系。
We have nothing to do with the Lord's covenant.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你们、我们和保罗都是向着律法死的。
You, me, and Paul, we all died to the law.
We say
that the Jews have a very close relationship with the law.
外邦人没有什么关系。
And Gentiles probably not as close.
弟兄姊妹，请你把话听清楚了。
Please listen carefully.
神的话是怎么说呢？
What does God's word say?
你们，我们，
you,
还有保罗。
Us and Paul,
你看见都向着律法死。
We have all died to the law.
换句话说，
In other words,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
十字架果然对付了律法。
The cross has dealt with the law.
那为着这件事，
and for this reason,
我们需要把保罗的一生稍微做一个很简单的复习。
We need to review Paul's entire life.
特别从保罗的身上。
Especially on the life of Paul.
我们知道保罗律法在身上有多么有重量有多重。
If we know how heavy the weight of the law was in Paul's life.
如果在保罗的眼中律法有多大。
If we can see how the law was so big in Paul's eyes.
你知道保罗身上有许多敏感的神经。
You know Paul has certain nerves that are touched in his body.
你不能随便碰的。
You can't just touch him.
你一碰他一定要跳起来。
If you touch him, he'll jump.
这个神经不只在保罗身上。
These nerves are not just in his life.
这个神经也在所有的犹太人的身上。
But these nerves are also among all the Jews.
别的你都可以碰。
Everybody else you can touch.
这两样东西你不能碰。
But you can't touch two things.
你一碰他一定要跳起来。
If you touch one of these two, then he will jump.
第一，你不能碰律法。
First, you can't touch the law.
第二，你不能碰圣殿。
Second, you can't touch the temple.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
犹太人是和神的话和神的殿是紧紧相连的。
Jews are very much connected with God's word and the temple.
他们和圣殿和律法好像同样一个命一样。
They are as if they are in the same life shared between the temple and the law.
你没有办法把他们分开的。
You cannot separate them.
他们一生下来
as soon as they're born,
他们就和律法发生关系。
They have a relationship with the law.
他们就和圣殿发生关系。
They have a relationship with the temple.
什么是犹太教呢？
What is Judaism?
犹太教有两个 pillar， 有两个最大的支柱。
There are two big pillars in Judaism.
一个是神的话，就是律法。
One is God's word, that is the law.
还有一个就是圣殿。
The other is the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你能明白
？Now you understand.
保罗说，我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Paul said, "We are no longer under the law, but under grace."
但是保罗还没有得救以前
，But before Paul was saved，
他觉得他生在律法之下，他最大的光荣。
He thought the proudest moment of his life.Was he was born under the law.
所以你听听他怎么说。
So if you listen to him,
你听听他讲到他的过去。
If you listen to his past,
那是个光荣的过去。
It is a proud past.
他讲他的过去，他的眼睛一定亮的。
When he speaks of the past, his eyes shine.
他的脸上一定发光的。
His face will shine.
弟兄姊妹，因为这是他荣耀的过去。
Because it is a glorious past.
没有一个人愿意和荣耀的过去说再见的。
Nobody wants to say goodbye to a glorious past.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这个就是保罗。
This is Paul.
你看见说，保罗身上
，in the life of Paul，
这是两个最大的，这最大的点。
There are two greatest points.
你不能随便碰他的。
You can't just touch him.
所以现在我们看他怎么回忆他自己。
So let us see how he reminisces about his past.
你记不记得在腓立比书里面
？Do you remember in Philippians？
他说到他自己的时候
，when he spoke of himself，
他说我第八天受隔离。
He says I was circumcised the eighth day.
我是以色列族。
I am of the nation of Israel.
你看，你讲到他自己讲的受隔离。
He immediately spoke of his being circumcised.
隔离就是律法的一部分。
And being circumcised has to do with the law.
你怎么知道他是神所拣选的呢
？How do you know he was chosen by God?
他身上有一个记号。
He has a mark on his life.
那个记号是律法的记号。
And that mark is a mark of the law.
你剩下的第八天就有那个记号。
On the eighth day, he had that mark.
保罗无论到哪里，那个记号就到哪里。
No matter where Paul went, the mark went with him.
你一定认得他的。
You would recognize him.
你不会弄错的。
You cannot have any mistake.
我记得从前有一个弟兄啊，他这个头这里长个痣。
I remember what brother one day on his forehead he had a little mole.
他这个头，他这个眉毛啊，长得很长，几乎连在一起。
And his eyebrows were very, very thick and almost connected.
然后他留两撇胡子。
And he also had a mustache.
那这个只能中国人好笑，外国人不好笑的。
And this is only funny.
看过去啊。
This is only funny to Chinese people, not to anybody else.
他的脸上是一个六字。
If you look on his face, the character six appears.
他无论到哪里
，no matter where he goes，
他就是个六。
He is number six.
为什么
？Why？
这是他的记号。
That's his mark.
弟兄姊妹，保罗也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, Paul the same way.
保罗无论到哪里
，no matter where Paul went，
他身上有个记号。
There's a mark on his body.
那个记号他光荣的记号。
It is a proud mark.
弟兄姊妹，那个记号他第八天就受隔离了。
That mark on the eighth day he was circumcised.
他说我是以色列族。
I am of the nation of Israel.
我是便雅悯支派。
I am of the tribe of Benjamin.
雅各有十二个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
只有便雅悯是生在迦南地的。
Only Benjamin was born in Canaan.
生在迦南应许之地。
He was born in the promised land.
都是以色列人。
It is, all is people of Israel.
但是保罗不一样。
But Paul was different.
所有保罗这个保罗是便雅悯支派的。
Because he was from the tribe of Benjamin.
所有的支派都是生在这个迦南地之外的。
All the other tribes were born outside of the promised land.
现在你看见只有保罗是便雅悯支派的。
Only Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin.
他是西伯来人，希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He was the Hebrew of Hebrews.
然后接着他就说。
And then he followed and said.
就律法说我是法利赛人。
As to the law, a Pharisee.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你听听他的口气是很骄傲的口气。
Listen to the tone of his voice, a very proud tone.
就着律法来说，我是法利赛人。
As to the law, a Pharisee.
谁是法利赛人？
Who's a Pharisee?
根据犹太人的说法。
According to the Jews.
在他们的感觉里面。
In their feeling.
如果全世界只有两个人得永生上天堂的话。
If there are only two people who can go up to heaven and have eternal life.
一个是文士，另外一个就是法利赛人。
One would be a scribe and the other would be a Pharisee.
谁是文士呢？
Who are the scribes?
文士就是圣经学者，解释旧约圣经的人。
The scribes are those Bible scholars who interpret the Old Testament.
什么叫做守安息日？
What does it mean to keep the Sabbath?
安息日什么工都不可以做。
During the Sabbath, you do not do any work.
那到底做什么才叫做做工？
But what constitutes work?
谁来解释圣经的？
Who will define what it says in the Bible?
这是文士的工作。
That is the job of the scribe.
文士要解释圣经。
The scribe is going to interpret the Bible.
那法利赛人做什么？
What does the Pharisee do?
法利赛人他就把什么都放下，分别出来。
Pharisees put down everything and separate everything.
他只做一件事。
They only do one thing.
专门遵守神的律法。
They keep the law of God.
神的律法是指着摩西五经所说的律法。
The law of God speaks of the Pentateuch.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
他们不只遵守律法。
Not only do they keep the law.
他们也遵守文士所解释的律法。
They also keep what the scribes have interpreted of the law.
不只是律法。
Not only the law.
还有律法的解释。
But also the interpretation of the law.
这就是法利人所做的。
That is what the Pharisees do.
比方说。
For example.
那么礼拜六不可以挑水。
On the Sabbath, you cannot lift water.
为什么？因为水代表重量。
Because water has weight.
那么到底多少水才是重量呢？
So how much weight of water is...
谁来解释呢？
Who can define how much weight is actually heavy for water?
创世纪读到马拉基，你不知道怎么解释。
If you go from Genesis to Malachi, you can't describe how much is water's weight.
但是文士可以解释。
But the scribes can.
他告诉你什么叫做工呢？
The scribe will define what is work.
如果你的水多到一个地步，可以叫你眉毛湿了，这叫做工。
That the work equals the amount of water that can get your eyebrow wet. That is work.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Do you see that?
谁是遵守律法的？
Who keeps the law?
谁是遵守律法解释的？
Who keeps the interpretation of the law?
谁是用律法把自己捆起来的？
Who bounds himself with the law?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这是法利赛人。
That's the Pharisee.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
保罗说，就律法来说，我是法利赛人。
Paul said, as to the law, I'm a Pharisee.
他不止听主的话。
Not only did they hear God's word.
他也听文士对于主的话的解释。
But he also listened to the interpretation of the scribes.
所以这就是法利赛人的意思。
And that is the meaning of a Pharisee.
然后他说，就热心来说。
And then he says, as to zeal.
我是逼迫教会。
A persecutor of the church.
就律法上的意义说。
As to the righteousness which is in the law.
我是无可指责的。
Found blameless.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这句话是很重要的句话。
This is a very important phrase.
保罗没有撒谎。
Paul did not lie.
保罗是用律法上意来说，我是无可指责的。
As to the righteousness of which is in the law, I've been found blameless.
你能够找到一个人和律法发生这么密切的关系吗？
Can you find somebody who was this close to the law?
你看见没有？
Do you see that?
他在那里什么事都不做。
He doesn't do anything.
一做一件事就是遵守律法。
The only thing he does is to keep the law.
这是他的生活。
That is his life.
这是他每天所做的事。
That is what he did daily.
所以你看见。因着遵守律法的结果。
And because he kept the law.
他说就律法上义来说。
He says, as to the righteousness which is in the law.
我是无可指责的。
I have been found blameless.
他为什么逼迫教会？
Why did he persecute the church? Because he had a zeal for the law. He wants to keep the law. He wants to exalt the law. He wants everybody to think that the law is the most important. So to protect the law and to keep the law, he felt that he had to persecute the church. But brothers and sisters, when he spoke these words, when Paul interprets his own words,
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
只是我先前与我有益的, 我现在都当作有损的。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
那他讲了前面的话,
but when he spoke those other words,
先前指的没有得救以前,
that is, whatever things were gained was before
与我有益,
his salvation.
与我有益的,
those are things that were gained to me.
现在你知道说,
now you know.
八天受隔离,
he was circumcised the eighth day. That was gained.
便雅悯支派,
the tribe of Benjamin, that's a gain.
希伯来中的希伯来,
Hebrew of Hebrews, that's a gain.
就律法来言, 他是法利赛人,
as to the law of Pharisee, that's a gain.
他逼迫教会,
to persecute the church, that's a gain.
他觉得他无个指责,
blameless, he's a gain. That's a gain. This all has to do with the law. Now he's saved.
他蒙恩了,
he's been saved.
他怎么说呢?
What does he say?
以前与我有益的,
but things that were gained to me before,
从前我觉得最骄傲的,
the things that I found the most pride in,
从前我觉得我不能忘记的,
the things that I could not leave behind,
从前我觉得我和律法是紧紧相连的,
when I was so connected to the law,
我现在因基督都当作有损的,
but those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
现在我们知道说,
now we know.
这过去对他来讲是损失,
this past now is a loss to him.
现在因为基督都当作有损的,
and now he has lost for the sake
他说不但如此,
of Christ. But not only that,
我也将万事当作有损的,
but I have counted all things to be lost.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一面是前面有益的事,
on one hand, that has to do with gain. But now he said, all things I have counted as loss. In view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ. So I have counted all things as loss. And I have counted them as rubbish. And then he goes back to the law. And may be found in him, not having righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God in the basis of faith. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now we see the fellowship of the cross.
当你读这一段圣经的时候,
when you see this scripture,
你能感觉得到,
you can see
保罗在没有得救以前,
before Paul was saved,
他真的以律法为荣,
he was proud of the law.
他觉得得着律法,
if he gained the law, he felt he would gain the entire world.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, now he has been saved
他说,
by grace.
我认识基督,
he says, now for I know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings to be conformed to his death.
你看保罗何等的改变,
you see, Paul has changed.
所以从这里, 弟兄姊,
so from here, brothers and sisters, if we are to understand Paul's understanding of the law, if we are to understand Paul's experience of the law, before he was saved, and after he was saved,
在得救以前,
before he was saved,
律法就是他, 他就是律法,
the law was him and he was the law.
他和律法是分不开的,
he was inseparable with the law.
但是蒙恩得救以后,
but after he was saved,
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
对于犹太人来讲,
to the Jew,
是一个完全不可思议的,
it is something unfathomable.
有一天保罗说, 我向着律法死了,
one day Paul said, I died to the law.
我已经脱离了律法,
I have been delivered from the law.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你想想看,
think about
it.
When Paul said these words,
同样是犹太人,
it's the same with the Jew.
如果他没有得救的话,
if he was not saved, don't you see that we're actually touching the most sensitive part of their nerve?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
所以保罗的见证是非常重要的见证。
So Paul's testimony is very important.
因为保罗的改变是个奇妙的改变。
Because Paul's change was a marvelous change.
他一百八十度转变。
He changed. He turned around 180 degrees.
本来是面向律法的。
On one hand, he was before he was facing the law.
结果现在是背向律法。
But now his back is turned to the law.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters, don't forget.
是不是律法是错的呢
？Does it mean the law is incorrect?No.
从头到尾
from the very beginning,
从保罗没有得救一直得救以后
from the very beginning, from when he was saved to before he was saved to when he was saved,
律法没有改变
the law did not change.
一点一话都不能改变
Nothing was changed in the law.
保罗说律法是圣洁的
Paul said that the law is holy.
律法是良善的
Law is good.
律法没有错
The law is not wrong.
谁错了呢
Who was wrong?
弟兄姊妹一定有人错了
It must be somebody else's wrong.
保罗从前不觉得他错
Paul never thought he was wrong.
有一天他发现他错了。
But yet one day he saw he was wrong.
所以是对的律法。
The correct law.
只能对对的人。
Can only deal with the correct person.
现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
所有在律法之下的人有没有可能是对的人呢
Everybody under law, is it possible that all of them are right?
现在保罗告诉我们。
Now Paul says.
只有在恩典之下的人才是对的人。
Only those under the grace are right.
然后罪就不在我们身上做主。
And then sin no longer reigns in our life.
你在律法之下。
Be under the law.
你的目的就是不犯罪。
Your purpose is not to sin.
结果你做了罪的奴隶。
But then you become a slave to sin.
这就是保罗没有得救以前的情形。
That was the experience of Paul before he was saved.
得救以后呢
After he was saved, brothers and sisters,
你看见现在不同了。
No longer is it the same.
他说我们不在律法之下。
He said, no longer am I under the law.
我们乃在恩典之下。
But we are under grace.
不是无法无天。
It's not lawlessness.
那个结果是什么
What's the result?
结果我们不再做罪的奴隶。
The result is we are no longer slaves to sin.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
给我们看见说,
it shows us.
要脱离罪,
if we are to be delivered from sin,
必须先脱离律法,
we need the first to be delivered from the law.
所以这是保罗的经历。
That is Paul's experience.
现在我们再回头来看,
so let us turn, look again.
到底保罗是怎么认识的?
How did Paul know?
保罗怎么学功课?
How did Paul learn the lesson?
大马色的光是一下子。
The light of on the road to Damascus was at one point in time, immediate. Many scholars tell us.
保罗在大马色路上他所看见的
What Paul saw on the road to Damascus.
也许就是他一生所看见的
Maybe it's what he saw for his entire life.
看见就是看见的
He saw it.
但他需要生命长大
But his life needs to mature.
需要圣灵把话给他
The Holy Spirit needs to give him the word.
当他的话慢慢丰富的时候
And when his word becomes rich.
所以到了保罗成熟的时候
When Paul became mature.
他就能用那些丰富的话来解释他所看见的亮光
He can use those abundant words to interpret what he saw in that light.
感谢主
Brothers and sisters,
你看见保罗不是一下子长大的
Paul didn't grow up instantaneously.
保罗生下来也是基督里面的婴孩
Paul was an infant in Christ.
然后经过成长的结果
And then it went through the growth.
从婴孩到少年 adolescent.
From an infant to an adolescent.
然后到了成年
And then from an adolescent to adulthood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
保罗在这个成长过程里面
Through this growth process.
慢慢他对律法的认识越来越清楚
Paul's understanding of the law became clear.
他起头
At the beginning.
他只看见律法的义
He only saw the righteousness of the law.
因为他行律法，所以称义了。
Because he kept the law, therefore he was justified by the law.
这和他得救发生关系。
That has to do with his salvation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这他一蒙恩得救的时候。
As soon as he was saved.
他注意到。
He noticed.
他所以得救。
The reason he was saved.
他所以来到神的面前。
The reason he came before God.
所以他在神面前有一个地位。
The reason he has a position before God.
是什么呢？
Is why?
这个不是律法的义。
It had nothing to do with the righteousness of the law.
这个乃是因信称义。
It was the justification by faith.
我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
We have been saved because of our justification by faith.
所以一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
我们在恩典底下，所以我们得救了。
We are under grace, therefore we're saved.
你怎么做，怎么做，怎么做都不能叫你得救。
No matter what you do, it cannot bring salvation unto you.
没人比保罗做的更多了。
Nobody did more than Paul.
在大马色路上那一刻。
On the road to Damascus.
他看见他所以能够站在神的面前。
The reason he could stand before God.
他所以有个地位。
The reason he had a position.
不是因为他做了。
It's not because he did.
乃是主在十字架上已经为他做了。
It's because Jesus Christ already did for him on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
今天人只要相信就可以了。
Today, man just has to believe.
弟兄姊妹，讲到律法。
When we speak of the law, we know that we have been saved. But the law has not just to do with salvation. As Paul grew up, he saw we have a right position before God. And according to that position, we can come before God. So naturally we bear fruit.
The fruit of sanctification, 就是成圣的果子。
And this fruit is the fruit of sanctification.
再长大的时候,
and when we continue to grow,
不只是因信称义,
not only justification by faith,
也是因信成圣,
but sanctification by faith,
也是因信得的荣耀,
and then glorification by faith.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是保罗一路上他长大的时候很自然他越来越清楚越来越清楚。
And this through Paul's life and his growth, he became clearer and clearer.
现在我们看保罗是怎么长进。
Now we have to see how did Paul grow?
保罗这些光越来怎么越明亮。
How did the light become brighter?
我再说。
I say again.
这个光是一下子。
That light was instant.
没有增加也没有减少。
It was not increased or decreased.
但神的话在他里面和他生命发生关系，和他生命成比例的。
But the life of Christ was in the life of Paul.
生命越
长大, and it matched it.
生命越长大,
the longer the life grew,
他的看见他就越神的话就越多了,
the more the word of God appeared.
所以现在我们来看,
so now we see,
保罗是怎么样一步一步的看得更清楚。
How did Paul step by step see clear?
我们说过保罗生下来就生在律法之下。
We know that Paul was born under the law.
所以他说小孩子的时候,
so when he was a child,
从小他就明白圣经。
Ever since he was a young person, he understood the Bible.
一个在律法之下的小孩子,
a child under the law,
他们常常玩一个游戏。
They often played a game.
我想保罗一定也玩过这个游戏。
And I think Paul also played this game.
就是在圣经里面。
And that is in the Bible.
尤其在摩西五经里面。
Especially in the Pentateuch.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
你要找一节圣经。
You are to find a verse.
你要一句的圣经。
A phrase and a verse.
这一句圣经可以说是保罗的圣经。
And then in this verse, he can call it his own verse. Paul's own verse.
他 personal 的圣经。
Paul's personal verse.
这是属于保罗的。
And it's Paul's.
那么一个小孩怎么知道这节圣经是我的呢？
Then how does a child know that that verse is his?
他们要找。
They have to go look for it.
那么怎么找呢？
How do they look for it?
你知道一句圣经。
You know in a phrase of a verse.
有第一个字母，有最后一个字母。
You have the first letter and the last letter.
那这一长句的话。
And there's a phrase.
你开始有第一个字母，还有最后一个字母。
The beginning of the verse you have a letter. At the end of the verse you have another letter.
那么这个小孩子他名字叫做保罗。
And if this child's name is Paul.
那么这个第一个字母和最后一个字母。
So the first letter of the verse and the last letter of the
verse
should match the first letter of his name and the last letter of his name.
那你们在座恐怕很少人懂得希伯来文。
And probably few of you know Hebrew here.
所以我们现在把保罗改一下。
So let's change Paul a little bit.
假定保罗不是犹太人。
Assume Paul is not a Jew.
保罗是个英国人。
Say Paul is an Englishman.
而他读的圣经只有 King James.
And he only reads the King James version.
所以有一天到了 King James 圣经你就找。
So if you look in the King James Bible.
结果找到一节圣经。
Then you'll find one verse.
那是。箴言十六章十八节。
That is Proverbs 16:18.
Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. 骄傲在败坏之先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall.
你看这句话是 pride P 开始。
You see, pride begins with the letter P.
而 fall 最后是 L 结束的。
The word fall ends with the letter L.
And 保罗因为是英国人，所以是 P-A-U-L.
And Paul, because he's an Englishman, his name is P-A-U-L.
所以现在保罗找到他的圣经。
So Paul now found his personal verse.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
从小在律法底下。
So as a child under the law.
在父母的教导底下。
Before the teaching of the mother.
你看见他们在读圣经的时候。
When they read the scripture.
他们就做这样的游戏。
They would play this game.
一直等到12岁。
Until they were 12 years old.
现在是13岁。
And when they are 13.
Now, 从前是12岁，现在是13。
Before they were 12 years old, now they're 13.
那么这个就变成成年了。
Now they are in their adulthood. They are in their adulthood.
那意思就是说，在这个以前
，before that time，
他们不必向律法负责的。
They were not responsible to the law.
但从十二岁开始
，but
But beginning with 12 years old,
他们就成为律法之子。
They become the son of the law.
换一句话说
Brothers and sisters,
从现在开始
In other words, from now,
他们长大了
they have grown up.
他们一切的行为要向律法来负责的
So now, all their actions are responsible to the law.
所以很可能保罗在12岁、13岁的时候就到了耶路撒冷
So probably around 12 or 13 years old, Paul went to Jerusalem.
他本来是在大马色 在这个大树 在这个 在这个今天土耳其的大树，就小亚细的大树长大的。
He grew up in Tarsus in Asia Minor.
所以很可能他十二岁的就到了耶路撒冷。
So most probably around 12 or 13 he went to Jerusalem.
也非常可能他就留在耶路撒冷。
And it, most probably he stayed in Jerusalem.
然后圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
他不光是律法之子。
Not only was he a son of the law.
而且他现在是在这个他说他是在加玛列门下。
He was at the feet of Gamaliel.
按照我们祖宗严谨的律法受教。
And taught according to the perfect manner of the law.
弟兄姊妹。
Of the fathers.
这个加玛利是那时候最大的拉比。
Gamaliel was the chief rabbi of that time.
他是一个最重要和非常伟大的学者。
He was a mighty scholar.
结果保罗就在他手下，在他的脚下来，在他的门下。按着祖宗严谨的律法受教。
And Paul was at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the Father.
然后他说热心侍奉神。
And he was zealous toward God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
他不光是读圣经。
Not only did he read the scripture.
他不光是律法之子。
Not only was he the son of law.
现在他决定。
But he determined.
他的一生。
His entire
life,
he was going to live for the law.
他不只遵守律法,
not only did he keep the law,
他要教导律法,
he wants to teach the law.
他要像别人和他一模一样,
he wants others to be the same as him.
所以他一定要把律法研究得非常的彻底,
so he has to study deeply the word,
所以在加玛列门下严格受教,
so under Gamaliel, he was strictly taught.
好像今天许多人到大学受教育一样,
as if today when you go to university,
大学的教育四年,
you go to university 4 years.
你读的书很多很多。
You read many books.
但是保罗只有读一本书。
But Paul only read one book.
你看见吗？他也许好几年，他的目的就是希望能够把神的话弄明白。
His years of study was to understand the word of God.
拉比就相当于今天教会今天大学的 assistant professor.
A rabbi is like today's similar to today'sassistant professor in the university.
所以你看见这个人不光遵守律法。
Not only does this person keep the law.
他守律法。
He keeps the law.
而且他要教导律法。
But he also wants to teach the law.
他希望每一个人都像他一样的热心。
He wants everyone to be as zealous as he is.
所以这就是他花了好几年什么话什么事都不做只读一本的圣经。
He spent many years, didn't do anything, only studied one book.
那么你在加玛列的门下。
So when you're at the feet of Gamaliel.
在普通拉比学校里面。
In normal rabbi schools.
怎么读这个律法呢?
How do you study the law?
旧约圣经这么厚。
The script, the Old Testament is so thick.
结果那个时候的做法是这样。
At that time, what did they do?
你要从不同的层面来读旧约的圣经。
You have to read the Old Testament through different levels.
从不同的角度来读它。
Through different viewpoints.
有四个不同的角度。
There are four different views.
第一层，第二层，第三层，第四层。
You have four different levels. One, two, third, and the fourth level.
你到了第四层，你就算是毕业。
And when you reach the fourth level, you've graduated.
那么，当你真的把第四层都读完了以后。
And after you finish the fourth level.
你就好像进到乐园里面。
It's as if you've gone into paradise.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为它每一个层啊，都有一个，都，它每一层的读法都有一个名词的。
And because every level has a specific name to it.
比方说你现在这样读，那么这句话它有一个字的。
So once you read at a particular level, it's given a name.
然后第二层又是另外一个字。
Another name is given at the second level.
第三层又是另外一个字。
Another name on the third level.
所以你把这个希伯来文呢。
So if you take the Hebrew character.
这四个字。
And you take these four characters.
你把它开头的字母。
And if you were to look at the first letter of the word.
那一共是四个字母，对不对?
You have then four letters.
你把这个四个字母放在一起。
If you put these four letters together,
结果是另外一个希伯来的字。
It actually makes up another Hebrew word.
这个字就是乐园 paradise.
And this word is paradise.
意思就是说
what does this mean?
如果你从四个层面来读律法的话
it means if you read the law according to these four levels,
现在你就进到乐园里。
You will then enter paradise.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
do you see that?
这是保罗。
That's Paul.
保罗巴不得不只明白神的话。
Paul does not want to only understand God's word.
而且他要进到乐园里面。
But he also wants to enter paradise.
这就是保罗。
That's Paul.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
他是不是靠着教导律法来谋生呢？
Did he,
live?
Did he live according to the law or live by that law?
是不是因为他教了律法，现在他有薪水，然后可以维持他生活？
Did he make a living by teaching the law? Did he receive a salary?
那个时候所有的拉比。
All the rabbis at that time.
他们有一件事要认清清楚的。
There is one thing they had to know.
神的律法和神的话。
God's law and God's word.
是白白给别人的。
It was given freely.
没有一个人因为教导神的律法，他变成富有了。
It wasn't because they taught the law that they became rich.
所以每个人都应该有他自己的职业。
So each person had to have their own vocation.
所以保罗就支搭帐篷。
So Paul was a tent maker.
从此以后，他根据支搭帐篷来活着。
So from then on, he made a living by making tents.
所以他到哥林多。
So in Corinth.
到了以弗所。
When he went to Ephesus.
怎么生活？
How did he live?
你看见有许多时候他就支搭帐篷在那里过生活。
So we know that he was making tents.
因为很多人到以弗所去。
Because many people went to Ephesus.
尤其过节的时候。
Especially during the holidays.
他们没有旅馆住。
During the feast, they didn't have a hotel to live in. So they need to live in tabernacles or tents. So Paul's business was very good.
因为什么呢？因为他不是凭着教导律法来活着的。
Because he did not make a living by teaching the law.
你看见他的的确是向神绝对的一个人。
You know he was determined toward God.
他忠心于神的话。
He was faithful to God's word.
他要传递神的话。
And he wanted to preach God's word.
但他可以做见证说。
But he could testify.
不是因为他传递神的话叫他富有的。
It is not because he preached the word of God that he became rich.
他用他的双手在那里做工。
He used both hands to work.
结果他能够生活。
And then he could live.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见没有？
Do you see that?
神的话，神的律法，神的律法。
God's law is God's law.
保罗是保罗。
But Paul is Paul.
这就是保罗。怎样在律法底下长大。
And that is how Paul grew under the law.
所以你看读到罗马书第二章的时候。
So when we see Romans chapter 2.
有一段话其实指他自己来说的。
There is a phrase that speaks of himself.
你称为犹太人又依靠律法且基督神夸口。
Behold, you are called a Jew and restest in the law and make your boast of God.
既从律法中受了教训。
And you have been taught in the law.
就晓得神的旨意。
Then you know God's will.
也能分辨是非。
And that you can be more excellent.
那下面他说了。
And it says continually.
又深信自己是给瞎子领路的。
And you are confident that you yourself are guided of the blind.
是黑暗中人的光。
A light of them which are in darkness.
是愚笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生。
An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes.
在律法上有知识且真理的模范。
Which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law.
这是保罗自己。
This is Paul.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当保罗写罗马书第二章的时候。
When Paul wrote Romans 2.
他想到他自己。
He thought of himself.
想到他自己没有得救以前怎样是瞎子领瞎子两个人都掉在坑里面。
He thought of how a blind led the other blind falling into the abyss.
但是不要忘记。
But brothers and sisters.
他的确是拉比。
He was a rabbi.
他的的确就是先生。
He was a master.
他的的确确是师父他的的确是瞎眼领瞎眼领路的而且是给黑暗中的光。
And he was a guide to the blind, a light of them in darkness.
然后他大大为律法热心。
And then he was zealous for the law.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但是有一天。
But one day,
当他读圣经的时候。
When he was reading the scripture.
特别是加拉太书里面告诉我们。
Especially when he was reading in Galatians.
当他读到生命记的时候。
Galatians tells us when he was reading in Deuteronomy.
里面有一句话。
There's one phrase.
那一句话就是那一句话就是那句话就是基督既为我们受了咒诅就赎我们出律法的咒诅。
Christ redeemed us from the Christ having become a curse for us, for it is written.
因为经上记着凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
这是生命记二十一章二十二节的话。
This is what's in Deuteronomy 21.
这是律法里面的话。
This is what's in the law.
保罗一点他一点没有怀疑律法是不会做神的话是不会做的。
Paul never doubted God's word and God's law.
他读到凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
He said, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他知道主耶稣挂在十字架上。
He knew that Jesus was hung on the tree.
主耶稣自称是神的儿子。
Jesus called himself the Son of God.
他就是基督。
And he was the Christ.
如果他是基督的话。
But if he is the Christ.
根据律法。
According to the law.
根据保罗所认识的律法。
According to the law that Paul knew.
根据申命记。
According to Deuteronomy.
凡挂在木头上都是咒诅的。
Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
都是被咒诅的。
Everyone is cursed.
他怎么可能是弥赛亚呢？
How can he be the Messiah?
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Now do you see?
你相信律法。
You believe in the law.
你就不能相信基督。
Then you can't believe in Jesus.
你接受律法。
If you accept the law, you cannot accept the cross. What is the cross? Cross is to be hung on the tree. So according to Deuteronomy, according to the law, how do you explain that? It means cursed. How could the Messiah be cursed? So according to this logic, Jesus could not be the Son of God.
主耶稣已经到荣耀里面去。
But Jesus has now entered into glory.
跟随他的人还在地上。
And his followers are still on earth.
所以他觉得。
So he feels.
应当要铲除这些所有跟随他的人。
He needs to wipe out all of his followers.
有他们就没有我们。
If you have them, you don't have us.
有十字架就没有律法。
If you have the cross, then there's no law.
有律法就没有十字架。
If there's law, there's no cross.
这两个不能相容的。
Those two cannot coexist.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
如果申命记错了。
If Deuteronomy is wrong.
如果律法错了。
If the law is wrong.
律法不可能错的。
The law cannot be wrong.
但是主耶稣明明挂在十字架上。
But Jesus was hung on the tree.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
为了保护律法。
To protect the law.
为了高抬律法。
To exalt the law.
叫律法不能受一点的伤害。
So that the law would not be hurt.
所以他就起来逼迫神的教会。
Paul raised up to persecute the church. Why?
他为律法大。
He was zealous for the law.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他是在律法底下的。
He was under the law.
他说就律法的义来讲，我是无可指责的。
And he was blameless under the righteousness of the law.
你想想看，有没有人看见比他看见那么远？
Did somebody see as far as he saw?
他能看见这些跟随主耶稣人对整个的律法来说是个最大的威胁。
He can see that the biggest threat to the law were these followers of Jesus.
不是他们错了，就是我们错了。
If they're not wrong, then we're wrong.
不是律法错了，就是十字架错了。
If the law is not wrong, then the cross is wrong.
所以因为这个缘故
For this reason,
他要逼迫神的教会
He had to persecute the church
要铲除神的教会
He wanted to wipe out the church
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见吗他就往大马色里大马他就往大马色去
So he went to Damascus
要捉拿一些基督徒
He wants to grab and capture certain Christians
就在往大马色的路上
And as on the way to Damascus
结果我们的主遇见他
Our Lord met him
结果光四面把他照到
And the light surrounded him.
那一次 once caught, never escaped. 一旦被捉拿了，保罗再也不能逃脱。
Once caught, never escaped.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗一生最大的转捩点。
This is the biggest turning point in Paul's life.
你想想看
，think about it.
为什么我们的主没有在耶路撒冷，在大马色门就把他照到？
Why didn't the Lord shine on him in Jerusalem?
为什么让他走那么长的路？
Why did he allow Paul to walk that long away?
那个礼拜是非常孤单的礼拜。
That week was a very lonely walk.
你看，当他从大马色门一直走到大马色。
As soon as he went from the gate of Damascus all the way to Damascus.
从耶路撒冷走到大马色。
When he went from Jerusalem to Damascus.
那个时候也许是一个礼拜。
Maybe it was a week.
但那个礼拜是最孤单的一个礼拜。
But it was the most lonely week.
因为他是法利赛人。
Because he's a Pharisee.
所以法利赛人是不和那些一般的犹太人在那里讲话，在那里来往。
Because Pharisees don't deal with the common people.
但就在那一个礼拜,
But at that week,
你看神的灵在他里面运行,
the Spirit moved in his life.
他就像这个创世纪里面所说的,
Just like Genesis said.
你看见他真是这个渊面黑暗, 但神的灵在他的里面运行,
Everything was darkness, but the Spirit was hovered in him.
结果神说, 要有光就有了光。
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
结果快到大马色的时候,
and as almost when he reached Damascus,
你看见福音的光照到他,
you saw the light of the gospel shone on him.
当他和我们的主对话的时候,
when he spoke with our Lord,
我们的主问他一句话,
our Lord asked him,
oh, 不是, 我们的主对他说,
our Lord told him,
你用脚踢刺是难的,
It is difficult to kick against the goats.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
当农夫要耕田的时候,
when a farmer wants to till the ground,
当这个牛耕田要走他自己路的时候,
when the ox is trying to go its own way,
所以那个 goat 就是牛农夫身上那个刺就刺他的脚。
So the farmer pricks him with the goat.
结果牛果然很牛，他就踢。
And the ox is very stubborn and will kick back.
结果就受伤了。
And it will hurt itself.
结果就受苦了。
And it will suffer.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
在大马色的路上。
On the road to Damascus.
一路上。
All the way.
还没有往大马色以前。
Before he arrived at Damascus.
你看见我们的主就是那个农夫。
Our Lord was that farmer.
他用那个刺在保罗良心上刺他。
He was pricking at the conscience of Paul.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么后来保罗完全投降的原因。
And that is why Paul finally surrendered all.
在这以前，圣灵已经做了奇妙的工作。
Before that, the Holy Spirit already did a wonderful work.
那圣灵怎么用那个刺来刺他良心？
How did the Holy Spirit prick his heart?
神借着斯提凡的见证。
Paul, God used the testimony of Stephen.
你知道斯提凡是个殉道者。
You know that Stephen was a martyr.
保罗很可能跟斯提凡辩论过的。
And Paul probably debated with Stephen before.
在会堂里面辩论过的。
Probably in the synagogue they debated.
那现在是保罗告诉我们。
And now it is Paul who tells us.
一个殉道者的脸。
A face of a martyr.
乃是天使的脸。
Is the face of an angel.
那个时候路加不在的。
At that time, Luke was not there.
谁告诉他说这个斯提凡脸是天使的脸？
Who was the one who told Luke that Stephen's face was like an angel?
弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
Don't forget.
所以一定是保罗看见了。
It must have been Paul who saw.
他看见了那个天使一样的脸。
He saw the angel-like face.
现在问题来了。
Now here's a problem.
如果这些应该被铲除的。
If these people are to be wiped out.
他的脸应该是魔鬼的脸。
Their facial look like the face of a devil.
但是怎么是天使的脸?
But how do they have an angelic face?
如果他是对的,
if they are right,
保罗就是错的。
That means Paul's wrong.
所以到了第七章, 使徒行传第七章的时候,
so in Acts chapter 7,
你看见保罗, 你看见那里有一段讲到斯提凡所讲的道。
We see the preaching of Stephen at that point.
请大家记得,
remember,
那个是圣经里面记载一段很长很长的道。
It is a very long message in the Bible.
而斯提凡是从亚伯拉罕讲起。
Stephen began his message with Abraham.
一直讲到所罗门。
Spoke all the way to Solomon.
所以等于整个旧约的历史。
So the entire Old Testament history.
你看斯蒂凡一样一样讲下去了。
Stephen spoke one item after another item.
忘记。
Don't forget.
保罗是在加玛列门下严格受教的。
Paul was under the teaching of Gamaliel.
旧约圣经难不倒他的。
The Old Testament, you could not find anything that he did not know.
但是大家记得。
But remember.
那一天不知道为什么
That day,
到同样的是旧约的圣经
It's the same Old Testament.
但对保罗来讲
But to Paul,
好像从来不一样一样
It's as if it never, it's completely different.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
那个时候是大家都把耳朵捂住
At that time, everybody covered their ears.
保罗也不要听这些道
Paul didn't want to hear the words.
他不要听怎么听进去
If he didn't want to hear, how did he hear it?
不光这样
Not only that,
是谁把这么长的讲道全部记录下来了
Who was the one who actually kept the recorded this message?
把这段的记录又给了路加的
Who recorded this message and gave it to Luke?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see this?
圣灵那根刺够那个圣灵那个刺已经在他身上工作
That Holy Spirit, the goat was already pricking at his heart.
他的脸是天使的脸
His face was an angelic face.
他所读的圣经
The Bible that he read.
怎么和我在加玛列门下所读的不一样
How come the Bible that he read is different than the one I read under the foot of Gamaliel?
同样的一本圣经,
the same Bible.
旧约不光是历史,
the Old Testament is not only history.
现在有了圣灵的解释,
but now there is the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
那保罗也懂那个历史,
and Paul also knows history.
保罗怎么没有那个解释?
How come Paul couldn't interpret it that way?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见在斯蒂凡身上有一样东西他没有的。
In Stephen's life, there is something that Paul does not have.
他是个 Bible scholar.
He's a Bible scholar.
他是一个圣经专家。
He is an expert in the Bible.
律法的专家
He is an expert in the law.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这一个完全律法的专家
A total expert in the law.
他看见人解释旧约的时候
when he saw someone interpreting the Old Testament,
完全不一样的
It's completely different.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
那么现在你读圣经的时候
If you read the scripture,
你看见斯蒂凡讲到律法
When you see Stephen speaking of the law,
讲到借着摩西律法怎样的降下
He spoke how the law was given through Moses.
然后一直讲到所罗门
And he spoke all the way into Solomon.
讲到所罗门的时候就讲到所罗门所建造的圣殿
And when he spoke of Solomon, he talked about the house that Solomon built.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
犹太教两个大的柱子
Again, two pillars in Judaism.
一个是律法,
one is the law.
还有一个就是圣殿,
one is the temple.
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
当斯蒂凡讲完这些话,
after Stephen spoke,
他寻道以前,
before his martyrdom,
弟兄姊妹, 那个重点在什么地方?
What was the emphasis?
那个结论是什么?
What was the result?
等一等你觉得非常惊讶的,
you will be very amazed to see.
这个对保罗有很深很深的影响。
It impressed Paul deeply.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
讲到所罗门, 为神建造殿宇,
it says, but it was Solomon who built a house for him.
然后斯蒂凡怎么说呢?
And then what did Stephen say?
其实至高者并不住在人手所造的。
However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands.
弟兄这么清楚吗?
Now do you understand?
你看这里触动了犹太人一个神经。
Now he touched the nerve.
他说至高者并不住在人手所造。
He said the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands.
然后接下去他怎么说?
And then what does he say?
你们这硬着镜像心于而未受割礼的人常时抗拒圣灵。
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit.
你们的祖宗怎样,你们也怎样。
You are doing just as your fathers did.
哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫的?
Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?
他们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了，如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。
And they killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become.
请记得,
remember,
斯蒂凡怎么结束他的道的?
How did Stephen end his message?
然后他们听不下去了。
They couldn't listen anymore because it pricked at their nerves.
下面说, 最后一句话,
the last phrase,
你们受了天使所传的律法, 竟不遵守。
You have received the law as ordained by angels and yet did not keep it.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
保罗和这些犹太人,
Paul and these Jews,
在哪一点上没有遵守?
Which part did they not keep of the law?
你看见这里怎么说呢?
What does it say here?
他说,如今你们又把那义者卖了,杀了。
And you have betrayed and murdered the righteous one.
这十字架的故事,
that is a story of the cross. You nailed him to the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你们说你们守律法,
you said you keep the law.
结果他们犯一个罪,
but they did one sin.
是罪中之罪,
and it's a sin of sins.
是最大的罪,
it's the greatest sin.
你别的罪通通不犯,
you didn't commit any other sin.
你只要犯这个罪,
but as long as you commit this sin,
你就犯了律法了,
and you have broken the law.
弟兄姊妹, 那个最终之罪是什么?
What is the sin of sins?
他们把神的儿子,
they took the Son of God,
把神为人所预备的救恩,
the one who was to be a Savior.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
把这一位神的儿子把他钉在十字架上,
they crucified the Son of God.
他们说钉他十字架,
they said, crucify him, crucify him.
保罗也喜悦,
Paul was also joyful.
这样的人跟随他的都应该要铲除的。
He said he wanted to wipe out all of his followers.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
把十字架取消了,
if you wipe out the cross, if you destroy the cross,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
then the law is protected.
但是斯蒂凡提醒他们,
but Stephen reminded them,
你看见没有?
Do you see?
今天你这个守律法的人,
today you keep the law.
你觉得你在律法的意义上是没有指责的,
you think you are blameless before the righteous of the law,
你好像什么罪也没有,
as if you are sinless,
你犯了个最大的罪,
but you committed a great sin,
是罪中之罪,
the sin of all sins.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见没有? 这个乃是斯蒂凡的 message, 斯蒂凡的讯息。
This is the message of Stephen.
一个人可以在律法底下,
someone can be under the law.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
结果他的罪反而更多了。
But his sin increased.
罪反而显明了。
His sin was manifest.
他能看见他从前所没有看见的。
He now can see what he did not see before.
在那么多罪里面,
among all those sins,
他没有想到把主耶稣钉在十字架那是最大的罪。
He never thought that the greatest sin was crucifying the Lord on the cross.
这些为律法热心的人,
those who were zealous for the law,
有没有成全律法?
Did they accomplish the law?
他们很骄傲。
They were very
proud. 我们守住了每一条的律法。
We have kept the law.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
根据斯蒂凡的话,
according to Stephen,
你看那句话在保罗里面,
in Paul,
你看是一个很重很重的重量,
it became a very heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这根刺, 圣灵的刺, 就在保罗良心里面做过,
and Holy Spirit pricked at Paul's heart and kept working,
再做过,
and worked.
结果, 我们再读下去,
and if we continue reading,
结果他看见说, 他看见这个斯蒂凡, 这个, 如果我们再读这个, 这个使徒行传那里的话,
If we were to read the words in Acts,
圣经怎么说呢？
What does it say?
圣经说斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天。
And it said that Stephen, it says, but being full of the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed intently into heaven.
又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
And saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
他说，说我看见天开了。
He said he saw the heavens open.
就说拉比来说。
To a rabbi.
他们读以西结，知道天开了。
When they read Ezekiel, they see the heavens open.
天为着以西结开了。
The heavens were open for Ezekiel.
但是以西结只看见神荣耀的形象。
But Ezekiel only saw the glorious form of God.
这里有一个 the likeness of
the likeness of God.
The likeness of the glory of God. Yeah.
Okay, the likeness of the glory of God.
但是斯蒂凡却是看到神的荣耀。
But Stephen saw the glory of God.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，不光现在，不而这个天乃是乃是人子，居然站在神的右边。
And the Son of Man standing at the right hand.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
如果他耳朵没有错
，if he didn't hear wrong incorrectly.
如果他没有听错
，if he didn't hear incorrectly.
如果斯蒂凡看见天开了
，if Stephen saw the heavens open.
又看见神的荣耀
，and he saw the glory of God.
而且人子站起来欢迎他。
And amidst Jesus standing to welcome him.
如果这些都是对的话
if that is all correct,
那保罗要问自己
Paul has to ask.
如果他是对的
if he is right,
我就是错
then I'm wrong.
要么我是对的，他完全是错的
or I'm right and he's wrong.
一个真正讨神喜悦的人
one who is pleasing to God,
他才能看见神的荣耀的
only he can see God's glory.
连以西结只看见神荣耀的形象
in Ezekiel they only saw the likeness of the glory of God.
现在居然有人能看见神的荣耀
but now someone sees the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
现在你看见那个刺在他身上
so he is being pricked in his heart.
一直做工，一直做工，一直做工
a work kept going and going and going.
然后呢，众人也打，也都捂着耳朵
and all the people covered the ears.
然后他们把石头把他们打死了
and they
把斯蒂凡打死了
and they stoned Stephen to death.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
让我们看见这些人都是捂着耳朵的。
All these people covered their ears.
都不要听见。
They don't want to hear.
但这里有一个人听见了。
But one person listened and
他不要听，他也听见。
Even though he didn't want to hear, he heard.
这就是保罗。
And that's Paul.
所以他所听见。
So what he heard.
他所看见。
What he saw.
圣灵就用那根刺在他里面来刺他。
The Holy Spirit used that gold to prick him in his heart.
但是反而反抗那个刺。
But he kept kicking back.
他要把他踢回去。
He wants to kick that gold back.
他一定要踢那个刺。
He wants to kick it.
因为如果不踢那根刺的话
If he did not kick it,
律法就倒了。
The law would fall.
他也就完了。
And he would be done.
律法不能错。
The law cannot be wrong.
他也不能错。
He cannot be wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他没有顺服。
He didn't obey.
他反而更变本加厉。
But he continued to, continue to build against it.
从那个时候开始
From that day on,
教会就大受逼迫。
The church was greatly persecuted.
然后扫罗呢，却残害教会。
And Saul wanted to Saul wanted to.
结果他就残害教会。
Saul made havoc on the church.
那弟兄姊妹，这个原文呢，就是保罗像熊一样。
And it is like a Paul was like a bear.
进到葡萄园呢，去践踏葡萄园。
And going into a vineyard and destroying the vineyard.
这个动词那背后就是那个意思。
And that's what that word means, wreaking havoc.
保罗怎么是个大熊呢
？How is he a bear?
保罗是个文明的人。
Paul was very gentle.
保罗是个教授。
He is a professor.
保罗是个学者。
Paul is a scholar.
现在他怎么能流圣徒的血呢
？How can he have the blood of the saints on him?
律法不能分开的。
The law cannot be separate.
他怎么样，弟兄姊妹，他要保住律法。
He wanted to keep the law.
所以他一定要把这个声音压下去。
So he had to suppress that voice.
那为着把良心声音压下去。
And to suppress the voice of his conscience.
只有一个办法。
Only one way.
那就是杀害流圣徒的血。
And that is to shed the blood of the saints.
这就是后来他逼迫教会的故事。
And that is a story of his persecuting the church.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
但是最后在大马色的路上。
But on the road to Damascus.
你看见我们的主没有放过他。
Our Lord did not let him go.
主知道这里有一个人向律法绝对。
The Lord knew somebody who was
绝对。
Somebody who was absolute to the law.
主知道将来他会对恩典绝对。
The Lord knew that he would be absolute eventually to the grace.
我们不认识恩典。
We don't know grace.
因为许多时候我们不认识律法。
Because we don't know many times the law.
这里有一个为律法热心的人。
Someone here who is zealous for the law.
你看看，这就是保罗。
That is Paul.
你看保罗，所以是保罗和律法发生极密切的关系。
Paul is Paul because of his relationship with the law.
那现在他在大马色的路上。
Now on the road to Damascus.
他遇见主了。
He saw the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹我们在后面我们就保罗就重生了
And then Paul was saved.
保罗就得救了
And he was regenerated.
所以他就说神乐意把他儿子启示在我的心里
So the, he said that the, it would please God to reveal his son in me.
那弟兄姊妹这是大马色路上的故事
That is what was the story of Damascus was.
那弟兄姊妹他一看见神的儿子
When he saw the Son of God,
他就认识基督了
he recognized Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹从此以后他就蒙恩得救了
From then on, he was saved.
他里面得救
Inside, he was saved.
他有永远的生命
He had eternal life.
但是不要忘记
But
他的脑子里面还是律法的脑子
In his mind, it was still full of the law.
结果圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
他没有和别人商量
He did not discuss with anyone else.
他没有立刻上耶路撒冷
He did not go up to Jerusalem.
他到了阿拉伯去
He went to Arabia.
你读到加拉太书
When you read Galatians,
后来讲到阿拉伯的西乃山
it speaks of Mount Sinai in Arabia.
那什么意思呢
What does that mean?
大概给我们看见保罗就到了西乃旷野
It tells us that Paul probably went to the wilderness of Sinai.
他来到了西乃山
When he was in the Mount Sinai,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
神的话是神的话
God's word is God's word.
现在不一样了
No longer is it the same.
没有得救以前
Before he was saved,
他只有神的话
He only had God's word.
没有人会解释神的话。
Nobody knew how to interpret God's word.
虽然很多拉比解释神的话。
Even though many rabbis tried to interpret it.
但真正能解释神的话，乃是圣灵自己。
But only the Holy Spirit can interpret God's word.
现在蒙恩得救了。
Now he's saved.
神的灵住在他里面。
The Holy Spirit abides in him.
弟兄姊妹，同样的是圣经。
And the same Bible.
现在圣灵把神已经说过的话对他再说一遍。
God speaks to him again the word that he already spoke.
同样是律法。
It's the same law.
律法仍就是圣洁。
And the law is holy.
律法仍就是公义的。
The law is righteous.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
圣灵就把这些对他再解释一遍。
The Holy Spirit once again interpreted all of this.
所以我们相信他到了阿拉伯的旷野。
So when he reached the wilderness of Arabia.
你看见他是把整本的旧约圣经带到阿拉伯的旷野。
So he brought the entire Bible to the wilderness of Arabia.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
当你读他的书信的时候。
When you read his epistles.
你看他引旧约的圣经。
When he speaks and touches on the Old Testament,
几乎是每一个字每一句引过来的
and each verse is mentioned verbatim.
那个时候的圣经没有分章，没有分节
At that time, the Bible was not split up into chapter or verses.
而旧约的圣经是一个皮卷，一个 scroll， 一个皮卷，一个皮卷
And each and the Bible was on scrolls.
不光没有分，没有方，没有章和节
Not only was it not separated into chapter or verses,
也没有标点的
but there were no actually points of reference.
Not punctuation.
Or, oh, sorry, there were no punctuation marks.
所以现在你看，整个神的话好像是一片一样。
So God's word was as if it were one entire word.
所以当保罗引这些圣经的时候
，So when Paul was, when Paul used those verses,
那个时候没有电脑。
At that time, you didn't have computers.
那么弟兄姊妹，今天你可以查电脑的。
Today, you can go on the computer and look it up.
你不分章不分节，你还是可以找到那节圣经。
And even if you don't have a chapter or verse, you can find a verse in the Bible.
现在你看见保罗不光读圣经。
But Paul not only studied the Bible.
而且保罗是把圣经背在他里面。
Paul also memorized the Bible.
所以你看他引圣经，你就知道他是个背圣经的人。
So when he uses those verses, you know that he memorized the Bible.
所以他到了西乃旷野。
So when he arrived at the wilderness.
结果他把旧约圣经带去。
So he also took with him the Old Testament.
那这个时候，当圣灵与他交通的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit communed with him.
圣灵在他里面运行的时候。
When the Holy Spirit was moving in him.
当圣灵光照的时候。
When the Holy Spirit shone on him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
他就看见从前所没有看见。
He saw what he had never seen before.
旧约没有改变。
The Old Testament didn't change.
一言一话都不能废去。
The Old Testament, every single letter and word was the same.
神的话没有错。
No, God's word was not wrong.
读神的话的人错了。
But the person who read the word was wrong.
律法没有错。
The law was not wrong.
守律法的人错了。
But the one who kept the law was wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
你看见圣灵所做的工作，彻底的工作。
So you see how thorough is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不是对付他所做的。
The Holy Spirit wasn't dealing with what he did.
圣灵要对付他这个人。
Holy Spirit wanted to deal with his person.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？Do you see that?
同样的一本圣经。
The same Bible.
同样一本旧约。
The same Old Testament.
现在人不一样了。
But the person is different.
里面有圣灵住在他的里面。
In him, he has the Holy Spirit.
所以他能看见从前所没有看见。
So now he can see what he never saw before.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见当初他不说钉在十字架上的这个是受咒诅的吗
？Didn't he say that those who are cursed are those who are hung on the tree?
那这不是真。
Isn't that a true story? That is not wrong.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你怎么说？
Now what do you say?
明明说挂在木头上是被咒诅的。
If you were to say that the one hung on the tree is cursed,
而他又是我们的救主。
But yet he's also a savior.
他又是弥赛亚。
He's the Messiah.
他又是基督。
He is Christ.
那这个时候你怎么解释这件事？
How do you explain that?
圣灵就向他解释。
Then the Holy Spirit explains.
所以当你读加拉太书的时候。
So when you read Galatians.
他有一个发现。
He had a discovery.
他发现说该挂在上面的是我。
He discovered that the one who had to be hung was himself.
该受咒诅的是我。
The one who was to be cursed was himself.
我应该站在十字架。
I should have been hung on the cross.
因为挂在木头上是被咒诅的。
Because that is hung on the tree is cursed.
但是因为主耶稣是我的救主。
But because Jesus is my Savior.
所以他做了救赎的工作。
He did a work of salvation.
他怎么救赎呢？ Redemption.
He did a work of redemption.
他把我从哪里 redeem, 从哪里救赎出来呢？
Where did he redeem me from?
他说把我从罪律法的咒诅底下拯救出来。
He redeemed me from the curse of the law.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你看见十字架的福音了吗
？Now you see the gospel of the cross.
同样的一本圣经
，the same Bible.
神的话没有错
，God's words the same.
错定在律法是被咒诅的。
Yes, indeed, those who are hung on the tree are cursed.
但是我们的主为着你，为着我的缘故
，but for you and for me，
挂在十字架上。
Our Lord was crucified on the cross.
叫我们能够脱离律法的咒诅
，so that we can be delivered from the curse of the law.Brothers and sisters, now you understand.
因着他犯了罪中之罪
because of committing the sin of sins,
他把神的儿子钉在十字架上
he crucified the Son of God.
他就落在那个咒诅底下
so he was under that curse.
他什么罪都不犯
no other sin did he commit.
只要那个罪
just that sin
就能够叫他落在律法的咒诅底下
would enable him to be bound by sin.
现在好消息是什么
but what is the good news?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
所以他说
He said,
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us.
所以这里他就非常非常清楚。
And it's very, very clear.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
我们知道他如果在西乃旷野。
If we are in the wilderness of Sinai,
他所面对当然是西乃山。
What he faced was Mount Sinai.
那到底他在不在西乃山并不重要。
Whether he was actually on Mount Sinai is not important.
后来他读加拉太书，给写加拉太书的时候。
But when he wrote Galatians,
你看见西乃山当然代表律法。
We see that Mount Sinai represents the law.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
当他在西乃，也许在西乃旷野的时候
，Maybe when he was in the wilderness of Sinai，
当圣灵把在旧约里面的话对他再说一遍的时候
，When the Holy Spirit spoke the words of the Old Testament once again to him，
有一件事叫他里面觉得很惊奇。
There's one thing that amazed him。
所有的犹太人
，All the Jews，
根据犹太拉比学校的解释
，According to the school of the rabbis，
人类历史第一个五旬节。
The very first Pentecost in human the very first Pentecost ever.
那这个就是以色列人到了旷野，到了西乃旷野，到了西乃山跟前。
It is when the people of Israel was at the foot of Mount Sinai in the wilderness.
所以对犹太人来说
，So for the Jews,
这个五旬节的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of Pentecost?
五旬节最重要就是讲律法。
The Pentecost, the most important event was the giving of the law.
然后与神立了约。
And then a covenant was made with God.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
以色列人所以是以色列人。
The people of Israel are the people of Israel.
和西乃山不能发生，和西乃山没有办法分离的。
Because they cannot be separated from Mount Sinai.
所以弟兄，什么叫做五旬节？
What is Pentecost?
五旬节对于犹太人来说。
Pentecost for the Jews
就是讲律法
is the giving of the law.
现在他们能成为 the sons of law， 他们能成为律法之子。
So now they can become the sons of the law.
他们和所有的以色列人都不和所有世界人都不一样。
They are separate and different from everybody else in the world.
他们的历史就开始了。
That's when their history began.
不要忘记
，don't forget.
这是五旬节的意义。
This is the meaning of Pentecost.
当他蒙了得救以后
，after he was saved，
圣灵住在他里面。
The Holy Spirit abode in him.
弟兄姊妹，神开保罗的眼睛。
And God opened Paul's eyes.
他清楚得很。
He was very clear.
就在五旬节那一天。
At the day of Pentecost.
根据使徒行传告诉我。
According to Acts.
结果圣灵就浇灌下来。
The Holy Spirit was poured down.
结果圣灵就把大家浸成工作一个身体。
And they were all baptized into one body.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, for a Christian, as to the redemptive work of the cross, the Pentecost is very important. Because at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descends. Thank the Lord. And because the Holy Spirit came, so that the salvation accomplished by Jesus on the cross, it can come upon us. So the work of the cross, the objective work of the cross, now can be experienced in the life of Paul. Brothers and sisters, so from that Pentecost to this Pentecost, from the first Pentecost to the Pentecost in the year that Jesus was crucified, there was 1,500 years. Brothers and sisters, one was the giving of the Holy, giving of the law, the other was the giving of the Holy Spirit. The law speaks of God's requirement. The Holy Spirit represents God's giving. God did not throw away his requirement. God did not stop his requirement. But who can meet that requirement? That is what happened in Pentecost. This is what happened with the Holy Spirit. When you read Galatians, on one hand it speaks of the cross, it also speaks of the Holy Spirit. What does it say in Galatians 5? But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now do you understand? If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Not only that, do you still remember? He says, we who have been justified by faith, what blessing did we receive together with Abraham? You don't know what that blessing is. But now you do. We who have been justified by faith, it was not justified by the law. What is Abraham's blessing? He said, it's the Spirit. Now do you understand? If we are the descendants of Abraham, this is the story of Pentecost. Since it is the Holy Spirit, it shows us that if we are led by the Spirit, we are no longer under the law. The Holy Spirit represents God's request,
requirement, demand,
but it also represents His giving, His supply. That is grace.
So,
brothers and sisters, for this reason, Paul sees, for sin does not have any dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. So how do you explain these 1,500 years? Thank the Lord. What did Paul say in Galatians
3?
Why do we have the law? It was added because of transgression. Do you see? The reason there is the law, it was added because of transgressions. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And that is until Christ comes. So you see, Christ is the goal. The law is but the process. So we see in Romans 10 that it says the end of the law is Christ. What is the law? The law shows you you cannot do anything. In 1,500 years, how do we know that people cannot keep the law? God is not looking for ordinary men. In the world, they cannot make it happen. God is looking for experts. If these experts fail, nobody else can do it. So in 1,500 years, God found a group of experts. And these experts were the Jews. They always keep the Sabbath. God wanted to use them. God wanted to use them to keep the law. But brothers and sisters, throughout the history, 1500 years.
给我们看见，尤其像保罗那样的。
Especially somebody like Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
你看见他们越遵守律法,
the more they kept the law,
他们发现他越不能遵守律法,
the more they saw they could not keep the law.
犹太人非常聪明的。
Jews are very smart.
小朋友,
especially the children. If they were to keep the Sabbath, they can't watch TV.
那么一看见你按的,
so if you press the on button, that's work. So you can't. What do they do?
这个礼拜五,
so before sunset on Friday, they already turned the TV on.
但是问题就是不能再 turn off, 不能再换礼拜三,
so they can't turn it off.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what.
这代表什么地方?
What does that mean?
同样的,
the same.
犹太人不吃猪肉的,
Jews don't eat pork.
但是弟兄姊妹,为什么有的时候这个猪肉这个会卖到别的地方去呢?
So how come sometimes pork will show up at different places?
这个猪不是不洁净的。
The pork... The pork is unclean. So how can you actually raise pork, pigs? Because when pigs walk, they're unclean. But we've been told. So they say that our pigs never stepped on the Holy Land. Because they actually raised them up on planks of wood. Brothers and sisters, nobody keeps the law like the Jews. We feel sad. We feel shameful. But don't forget. God found in history the best experts. And even one of the experts, such as Paul. Brothers and sisters. What was the result? The good that I want to do, I cannot do, but the evil I do not do, I do.
这句话不是你说,
this is not something that I said or you
这句话是专家的专家说的。
said. This was spoken by the expert of experts.
这是律法的专家说,
this is an expert of the law.
这是律法的教授说,
this is the expert teacher of the law.
弟兄姊妹, 这什么意思?
What does this mean?
1500年,
1500 years.
就为,就给我们看见,
it shows us.
神一直等, 人到了尽头,
God was waiting for man to reach its end before he could begin his work. So after 1500 years,
人里面失败了,
man has fallen.
如果连专家都失败了,
even since the experts failed,
我们也应该放弃希望,
we might as well give up as well.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
但人类需要什么?
So what does mankind need?
人类需要救助,
mankind needs a savior.
人类需要救助,
man needs a savior.
所以因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
主耶稣就生在律法之下,
Jesus was born under the law,
要把我们这些在律法之下的人把他拯救出来,
so that we can be saved out of the law.
你看见没有, 弟兄姊妹,
do you see that?
这是荣耀的救恩,
that is the glorious salvation.
现在我们懂得了,
now we understand.
原来律法是把我们引到基督的,
now the law leads us to the Lord.
所以这1500年,
so in the 1500 years, in history, it's like parentheses.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
what?
这就给我们这1500年告诉我们说,
the 1500 years tells us, there is not one person who can keep the law.
所以需要什么?
What do we need?
需要主为我们钉十字架,
we need the Lord to be crucified.
从死里复活,
to raise from the dead.
升天,
ascend to heaven.
圣灵降下,
and the Holy Spirit descend. Not only was the law given,
现在是恩典降下,
now the grace has been given.
不要忘记,
but not only that.
所以这里有一句话是非常宝贵,
there's a very precious word.
我觉得很少有人像 St. Augustine 讲的那么美好的。
I can't think of any other phrase as well put as St. Augustine put.
St. Augustine 说,
what does St. Augustine say?
他的神降下律法是叫人寻求恩典。
He said God gave grace so that man can seek
恩典。
Oh, God gave the law so that man can seek grace.
The grace to be sought. To be sought, yeah. 那么,但是呢, 神把恩典赐给我们,
but God gave grace to us
是叫我们能成全律法,
so that we can fulfill the law.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
律法一点一画也没有废去,
the law is not wiped away at all.
因为律法是良善,
because the law is right.
律法是对的,
law is correct, right.
我们是错的,
we are wrong.
谁能拯救我们这个错的人呢?
Who can save us, people who are wrong?
这是十字架的工作,
the work of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
从那个五旬节到了这个五旬节,
from that Pentecost to this Pentecost.
从第一个五旬节,
from the first Pentecost.
到主耶稣钉十字架那个五旬节,
until the Pentecost when Jesus was crucified.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. What does it tell us?
告诉我们说神要把我们放在恩典之下。
God wants to put us under grace.
你看见没有? 因为律法的总结就是基督。
Because the end of the law is Christ.
那个end在原文, 那个总结在原文有两个意思。
This end has two meanings in the Bible.
一个是目标, the goal.
One means goal, the goal.
另外一个是终结者。
And the other means the end.
Terminate.
Or when you're terminated.
所以你看你们这两个意思都有的。
So you have two meanings here.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在保罗才看见。
Now Paul sees.
你看见没有? 过去神是把他圈在律法里面。
Before God had encircled him around in the law.
把他引到基督。
And brought him before Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这就是十字架所做的。
This is what the cross meant.
为什么要钉十字架?
Why did Jesus have to be crucified?
就是经过1500年。
Through 1500 years,
让最会守律法的人,
he allowed the ones who could keep the law the best.
他们可以说意志最坚强的人,
and those who were the most absolute in their will.
Strong will.
Very strong will.
这些人他们才能够遵守律法,
only those could keep the law.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
如果他们也失败了,
but even if they failed,
没有一个人是有希望的,
nobody would have any hope.
专家失败了,
if the experts failed, then everyone will fail. But thank the Lord. We are the ones who have hope. Jesus is the hope of mankind. He died for us on the cross. He raised from the dead. Ascended into heaven. And the Holy Spirit came down. Brothers and sisters, not only does the Holy Spirit have a requirement, a demand, but he also gives us the supply. No longer are we under the law. But we are under the supply of the Holy Spirit. But brothers and sisters, if we are under the supply of the Holy Spirit, that is grace. No longer are we under the law. But we are under grace. And under grace, as if there's no law. But brothers and sisters, we are no longer slaves to sin.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个在律法底下的人,
one under the law,
他所关心的我犯不犯罪,
what he cares about is do I sin?
结果他反而罪了罪的奴隶,
and then he becomes a slave of sin.
所以感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
什么叫十字架?
What is the cross?
十字架就是把我们放在恩典之下。
The cross means we are under grace.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
是十字架对付的律法。
It is the cross that dealt with the law.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主为了这些话，我们向你献上感谢。
Lord, for these words, we want to give you thanks.
求你对我们深处说话。
Lord, speak to the depths of our hearts.
你若愿意，求你使用这些话。
If you are willing, please use these words.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
你们在座许多年轻人的眼睛。
And especially the eyes of the young ones among us.
让我们从第一天开始。
From day one.
我们不止脱离罪，也脱离律法。
May we not only be delivered from sin, but also from the law.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In Jesus' precious name.